You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out, the podcast where you can meet us on the grassy knoll. We're gonna spray out some chemtrails and fake a moon landing from the West Coast. I'm Lee Holmes Foster.
And from the East Coast, I'm Ellie Brigida. To those of you who have been with us through this whole journey, thank you as always for listening. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're excited to have you here. Here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We want to remind you all about Spirit Week, which will be starting on June 20th. We're going to have Dapper Day, Pajama Day, Flag Day, Cosplay Day, and Snapback Day. So make sure you're checking out our socials to know which of those days is which. But we will be posting that very soon. Make sure you have all of your outfits ready.
We'll get a little schedule up for everyone. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We also want to start reminding everybody that we have a live show for The Flame. It's going to be in New York City at a little place called 54 Below. Some of you may know it. And you can buy your tickets now. So if you want to start planning, like maybe, you know, you need to fly there, drive there, however you're getting there, you can start buying tickets. It's going to be September 15th. We're going to be doing a bunch of the songs from The Flame. We are so excited.
So excited.
I can't even stand it. I literally was listening to the soundtrack in my car the other day, Ellie, and I was listening to the very final like reprise of The Flame at the end where we're all just like going bonkers at the end, and I was just like picturing actually singing that like on a stage like with a bunch of us just like screaming our little hearts
out. It's gonna be amazing,
and I got a little emotional, and that's it. So you all should be there. It's gonna be a blast. You should go get tickets. That's all.
Also, in the greater Les universe, there's a rumor going around that Nicole Kidman and Naomi Watts were together and that Nicole Kidman came out as bisexual. Is it real? We don't know, but we're going to dive in anyways.
I feel like I should take responsibility for this because, yes, I retweeted it because it was the first day of Pride and it made me laugh. And, like, I thought it was pretty clearly most likely fake, but I guess, you know, I'm sorry if I misled anyone. It just made me laugh. It is perfect for this episode, though. You're right.
Get ready.
I just thought it was funny. But, like, listen, just let us dream, okay? Because we could be right. You don't know.
You don't know. None of us really know, you know?
You don't know. Also, I want to talk real quick about, I don't know if you've seen the photos yet, Ellie. If you haven't,
Did you go and look them up while I was talking about it?
Elliot Page did this great piece in Esquire recently that also included this, like, bonkers photo shoot where he just looks so good and so
happy.
And just listen, like, we, you know, we love nothing more than to see people living like their best gay lives and their most authentic lives. And he just seems like so comfortable, happy.
I know.
Just, you love to see it. That's all.
It's so
That's
sweet.
All.
Check just it out if you haven't checked out. It out.
Shout out to you, Elliot. You look fantastic. We're happy for you.
That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee. We are so excited to bring you episode 20 of season 5. This week, The Gaily Star.
Reporter.
That's right.
Reporter Ellie Brigida here from The Gaily Star.
We are. Listen, I've got my reporter glasses on.
Yeah,
like,
you're ready
to go. We should have had you get out here. Where's your little, like, portable recording mic setup thing?
Yes, I don't have it on here. I wish.
Yeah, like, we need like a little tape deck.
So what do you have to say
on
about
the record?
Somebody said you were in bed with a woman last night, Lee. What do you have to say about that?
Off the record, I might have been in bed with a woman last night.
You heard it here first, folks. She
was
in bed with
breaking
a woman.
Breaking news. So, listen, here, I'll give a little context to why Ellie and I are just sort of, like, talking crazy right now.
I didn't think that was crazy at all. No.
Ellie's like, that's the whole episode. It's just me. With the tape. So, yeah, we're not just cosplaying Kara Danvers. We have a point to all of this. The point is, so we were thinking about it, and I feel like I might have just told this story on the podcast recently, but I will just give a brief overview of what we decided we're going to talk about this episode. So I have a friend who recently came out as queer and non-binary and is like doing that deep dive into
queer,
like,
culture,
queer media, all of this stuff that I immediately turned onto the black hole conspiracy web of, like, is Taylor Swift gay or not? Because of course. We're not.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to talk about today was to have a little episode to discuss why is that such an of course statement, and why do queer people have sort of this shared language? It's like a secret language, right? Of like,
oh,
conspiracy
of conspiracies of, like, this celebrity is gay.
And rumors, like, hearsay.
And we literally, like, somebody says something and you're like, yeah, like, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought we would do an episode on that, which, like, we are going to preface with a heavy caveat, PSA, whatever, of, like, our goal, all of this is absolutely just us shooting the shit. None of this is substantiated. None of this. We are not outing
We're not outing
anyone.
Any celebrities. That's all we're
we
saying.
We discussed doing this whole episode and just, like, bleeping out the names of any person we talk about, which, like, we could still do and it would be funny.
We'll see how deep we go.
We'll
try to be as
deep we go.
As vague as possible with the celebrities we're talking about, but you'll know who they are.
Yes. Well, you'll know who they are. And I think because, again, like, it really is. I mean, it's sort of like this shared, where do we all get this knowledge from?
Okay, so I have so many easy theories on this. Okay, so I feel like, so we're all like, oh yeah, Taylor Swift, all right,
obviously like openly gay, right? Like, to gay people, we're like, yeah open lesbian, open, Taylor Swift.
Like, exactly, like, has never come out, but we're like, she's gay. So today, okay, like, in this day and age now, right, the reason that we have this is because, like, all of this information can move so quickly, and, like, speculation, rumors, or, like, maybe they're not actually rumors, but we don't know what they, like, maybe there's truth to them, but we don't know. It can just fly around. And I feel like gay people, like, today, it makes sense, but I also don't think it is unique to today. Now it's just done differently. My point is, like, that the LGBTQ community loves gossip, loves to tell each other, like, things that they know. And I'm just going to say, like, because my aunt is a lesbian. Does everyone know my aunt's a lesbian? I always talk about this.
Has anyone heard about Ellie's gay aunt?
But I think, like, the roots of this came even from when my aunt was gay. She still is gay. But when she was a young gay, right? Because there were, like, places, like, my aunt lived in Provincetown, okay, which is, like, the gayest place on earth, right? So there are places that people knew were these, like, gay safe havens, right? And so certain celebrities might spend more time in these gay havens than other celebrities.
Yeah.
And they happen to, while they're there, speculatively sleep with someone in that community.
Hearsay, objection, hearsay.
Hearsay, who is not their husband, right? And then even if this isn't true, okay, even if like they didn't do this, I just feel like there is this thing, like if I talk to my aunt, she's like, oh yeah, so-and-so is gay because my friend's friend told their friend's friend that they slept with her one time, one weekend. Do you know what I mean? And then like it just spirals into this web of people telling it to each other. Fast forward to today, that's just like TikTok. People are like telling stories. Yeah. And then people are like, oh, so I saw this TikTok and that TikTok said this and this person said this, right? And so it just keeps spiraling and spiraling to the point where you're like, okay, is that person gay? But I feel like the people that we think are gay are the people who those stories keep getting told about. And I don't know if that's because they're actually gay or because like because someone believed someone when they said it.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yes, let's collectively like make this a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I do. And I think you're definitely onto something, because one thing, I mean, when I keep saying like it's like a shared language, I do think that's just part of it on its own. Right. It's like the people, the names that come up all the time, the ones that you hear like year after year, the ones where it's like it feels like the evidence keeps building.
Yes.
Like, there is also, I mean, let's be real, Ellie, you and I are two people who decided like, wow, we love shared queer experiences so much.
Yes.
That like we want to start a podcast like just talking about them because they are something that connect us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like besides the fact that like there is just shared language and shared like terminology and like words that we use like within the community and stuff, like it's fun to feel like you're in the know.
You're like, yeah, you're part of this crowd
sometimes.
Like, the straight people are like, no, and you're like, well, we know.
Well, because, we know,
yeah,
right?
Because yes. We're gay and we like, know gay people.
And you're like, listen, I get that like you're straight, but like did you know that dropped this song on International like Day of Lesbian Visibility?
Mm-hmm.
And like did you know, like did you watch the video and this color scheme? Like it's fun. Like let's be real, part of the reason is people love a fucking conspiracy theory, which like for the most part in our world these days is an absolute dumpster fire of just badness that makes the world bad. And like the fact that everybody wants to believe in every freaking conspiracy out there, like, yeah, when it's people are like, oh, there's nanobots in our vaccines, like that's a bad conspiracy. When it's like, hey, is, you know, like, oh, gay, it's fun.
Bleep
it's
that
fun.
Out. Is, wait, you had to say it in a way. Is, well, is longtime talk show host who
we're oh doing my, blind items.
Yeah.
We're doing blind
yeah,
items.
Yeah.
This one name A-list talk show host and B aficionado. Is she gay? Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
You
who
should totally bleep that name out now.
Yeah. Who has a longtime friend who has a name that is very similar to one of the letters in LGBTQ.
There you go. There you go.
That's it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, but there is, it's like, there is something about that, and there's something about the ability to immediately be in the know with people so that when somebody is like, oh, but I mean, you know about so-and-so, right? And you're like, yeah, of course.
And then if you don't know about it, you're like, oh, I didn't know about that. Tell me everything.
And that's exactly
what I did.
Is I was like, listen, like I am not even the biggest like Taylor Swift stan on the planet, but like, can I give you like an easy, like if you dropped me on a stage with a mic, could I give a 30-minute TED talk convincingly about this? Yeah.
Yes.
Of course I could. Who couldn't? Like, who couldn't lay out a bullet point list of like at least 15, 20 things where you're like, well, here's all the evidence. I mean, do with it what you will. And like, do I believe that many of us, you know, try to approach it with a sense of like, I mean, I'm not saying it's true.
Yeah.
I'm just
like,
saying
that.
I'm
say
just pointing
that,
to the evidence.
Yeah.
Like
you can
know.
Look at this and make your own conclusion.
Exactly.
I think, too, like, it is just like We do really love the gossip. I love the gossip. I love talking about it. When you talk about like a shared language, right? And a shared experience of these things. I remember when I was in college, I was on a first date with a girl and we started talking about a very well-known star who fell on the stairs at the Oscars. And that's so specific, but I had this feeling from the second.
A-list Hollywood star, Oscar winning, yeah.
There's also like, we had this conversation on our first date and it connected us, right? Like we talked about coming out. We talked about what celebrities we thought were gay. You know what I mean? Like it was like, what are the things that you talk about on a lesbian first date? And like those were the things, right? You know, and then we talked about like the celebrities that like we thought we knew were confirmed gay because we were told from someone that they hooked up with them at a random thing. Like,
yeah,
who is this person? Are they a substantiated source? I don't know, but I believe you because I want to believe you. I think there's like a wishful thinking too, right? Where like, yes, we want them to be a part of our community so badly that we're like, yeah, of course, I'll believe that easily.
Well, you know? And everyone wants to believe a conspiracy, like a good conspiracy. I mean, just scientifically, right? Like the way that the human brain works is primed to want to believe conspiracy theories. They're so attractive. It's like why we have cults. It's why we have the nightmare that is the Republican Party in the US right now, right?
Yippee.
It's like because that's how our brains work. Like brains love conspiracy theories, right? Like if you want to get into like all the stupid science of it, like there are great articles about how it's why like dog training works, right? Like we are no better. We are
dogs.
No better than dogs or like any other animals that they've studied. Like a lot of the studies about this were like monkeys and stuff like that. But it's like literally our brains, like the peak of like the good chemicals in our brains peak when something isn't a guarantee, right? So it's like, it's actually better like when you're training your dog and you want to be like sit and you get a treat and sit and you get a treat. And like as soon as they've kind of gotten the idea of like sitting gets me a treat, the best thing you can do is actually only give them a treat some of the time. Right.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is so that's why I literally...
because if you do it every time, it's actually less effective. Like they get less like it hits your brain less well to get a treat every time than to have like the. You know,
will they, won't they?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, as soon as you get into the like, okay, I am pulling the lever on the slot machine and I am seeing what pops up, and like, oh, I didn't win this time, but like, next time's my lucky time. Like, that's why gambling is effective. That's why training with like treats and then doing it in like intermittently is effective. Like, it works. Conspiracies work, man. They're fun and they're addicting and like they suck you in and you lose all rational. Logical thought because
that's why the second we started talking about this I'm like giddy as hell
because like, we're only human.
I literally am like all the good chemicals are going through my brain. But no, I think the thing that's the most exciting about it is that like it is that will they won't they. I think the celebrities who have not, this is actually maybe going to sound horrible, but the celebrities who have not come out yet is the most exciting. Like once you know they're out, then you're like, okay, yeah, yep, love you. You're good.
Well, it has that like initial spike, but it like, yeah. It dies away so much faster.
Yeah,
you're
than
like, when you're
okay.
Just constantly looking for the clues and you're constantly looking for, it's like you feel like, who's that cult in Parks and Rec where they're like, the end of the world will actually my calculations actually, have changed. It's going to be next May. Is Sunday good? Okay.
Yes.
Right? Like it's that. You're just like, oh, it won't be. It's next time though. Next time it'll be real, right? Like
I also think it's like part of why we've talked about this before. It's part of why straight girls are so exciting when you first come out.
For sure. Because because
it's that like, well, maybe. And like you shouldn't. Everyone stop going after straight girls. But the serotonin of it is that like when you're like in college hooking up with a straight girl,
right?
And it's
is
like,
she really into me? I bet she looked at me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We made
yeah.
eye contact,
and you're like, oh well, maybe tonight she'll
she'll be interested in me and not the boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe. That's like,
I could be the one to change her mind.
Yes. Like, that is
gonna... I think deep down she's really into me and just doesn't know it yet. Yeah.
Or like when you watch a TV show and it's like the whole thing is the tension between the two characters and they're not going to give you it because then you'll stop watching the show.
Yep. Slow burn. We love a slow fucking burn.
Wow, that really has gotten me.
We are gay morons and this is how we are. Just let us be.
Yes. But it is that thing where you're like, we're thinking of like these specific people, right? And you have all the theories and you have all these things. I do want to talk about one thing of like why we also tend to believe it is because a lot of the times those people we've been talking about actually come out.
I mean,
so like,
okay, wait.
Can you pull up this article, please,
Lee?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, this cracked me up when you brought this up.
I am dying. Dying, okay? Because when Ellie and I started talking about this, one of the first things we did is, of course, to go on a deep dive of, like, yeah, who are all of the people that we all think are gay? Like, because there are so many. Like, we literally made a list, and there's so many names on that list. And then we were like, but I feel like we're forgetting some more obvious ones. So then you start Googling, and you're like, who's gay? Like, who's famously rumored to be a lesbian or whatever? And
oh my God.
If you're us, this is what you do. This is why Ellie and I are friends, and this is why we started a podcast together, because we are these people. Anyways, so in our furious Googling of this topic, trying to come up with all the names of people that we think are gay, I found this article, and it's a 2017 article. So
okay,
it's 5 years old.
Yeah, I'm like, years? What's time? Okay, 5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years old, and the article is titled 15 celebs rumored to be lesbians but aren't. Okay, that's literally the title of this article. Is they're like, haha, isn't it so funny how like everyone thinks these people are gay,
but like they're
even
not.
Even though they're totally not gay. This is 5 years ago. Here are just a few of the names on this list. Raven Simone on this list.
Yep.
Queen Latifah,
famously not gay.
Queen Latifah on this list. Kristen Stewart on this list.
Sorry, you didn't even tell me that before.
I know. I was keeping one, you know, keeping the best for last.
Wait, who else?
Kristen Stewart on this list. Do you want me to just read the other names?
No, well, read. What's the percentage of gay on that list? Like, who's actually come out from that list?
Those are, I think, the main three. Hold on.
Okay, tell me the ones who are rumored to be gay and are not.
Okay, let's just go down the list. So, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay.
Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Kate Hudson. A lot of Hudsons.
Yep, all the Hudsons.
Whoopi
Wait,
Goldberg.
Kate Hudson? Oh my God, yeah. I need to hear this rumor now.
Yeah, yeah. Whoopi Goldberg, Whitney Houston, Oprah.
Okay, well, Whitney is confirmed. I know that.
I mean, yes.
I think that's a tricky one. I know she never.
It's like, a tricky one.
Because
I know.
She never personally came out, but like.
I'm going to say that would fall into the camp to me of like every queer person knows it's a yes. And like straight people would be like, what are you talking about? So,
but
yeah.
I've seen like they talk about Whitney being with Robin in like documentaries on Whitney Houston.
I know. You're preaching to the choir here, Ellie. You don't need to convince me. Okay. Okay, wait, because some of the names get even better. So Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God.
Mariah Carey.
Okay, great.
Well, Miley Cyrus is on here, which
okay,
I
Miley
mean,
is queer.
Is queer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Miley's out as well.
And Zoe Saldana. So
all right.
That's their list of 15. That, so I mean, like, I'm gonna say a solid third of
third
this
of
list.
It. At
is,
least
like,
a third
confirmed
is out. Yeah, yeah.
Within 5 years. So I mean, here's part of the thing, right? It's like, listen, we all are aware of like the Hollywood machine and the fact that like it is hard to come out and a lot of stars are queer and don't want to come out. And like our point of this episode is absolutely not that like anybody should have to or like needs to come out. It's like almost more fun if they don't. And so
yeah, we're actually like, hey, please stay in the closet. So
please
we're talking
stay in the closet a little
you,
longer.
Thank you.
But I think that the reason that this article made us laugh so much is because this is how it's always presented, right? It's like, bahaha, silly gay people, like stars are for straights, right?
Yeah.
It's like these people, you're just living in this delusional world where like you think you're picking up all of these breadcrumbs and all of these secrets and all of these things that like indicate to you that this person is gay, even though they're so definitely not gay and they've like said that they're not gay, until 5 years down the road where like all of them are gay and we were
and we were right all
and we
along.
Were right the
we
whole
have
time
been right we have been right, right too many like too many times
like too like, many times
too many times
and that's the thing is that it's like there is to a certain extent listen like gaydar is a real thing, okay? Like, there is a certain point where you're just like, listen, when everybody looks at Kristen Stewart before she came out and is like, oh, honey, I mean, like...
You're gay, like, and it's
you're
okay,
we've
been know.
New, Kristen. Like, knew. It's fine. Like, everybody knows right now, like, this is not a secret, and there's nothing that straight people are gonna tell us that is going to convince us otherwise, right? Like,
yep.
We know. We knew.
We always knew.
We always knew. And so it's like, there, like, gaydar is a thing. And things sometimes, like, it's... You know what this is... This, you know what I'm having flashbacks to right now? I feel like I'm having PTSD from... Do you remember way back in episode 101, Ellie? Season
oh,
one.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Episode one.
My ancient brain.
Your
I don't know
ancient
if I can remember
brain,
that.
One of the things that we talked about is how I specifically had a question in the Q&A, which was, when you meet another gay person, do you out yourselves, obviously, to them? And the yep. reason that we had that question in there was because I was trying to have that argument with a coworker who was like, why, like, that's not a thing. Like, every gay person does not come out to every other gay person. And I was like, yes, we do. Yes, we
yes,
do.
We do.
And the thing that's so annoying about it is that we were having that argument because we had another coworker that I was like, I get it. I get that, like, they seem very queer, but, like, they have never come out to me, so I refuse to believe that. And then, definitely, he was very gay. But...
All right, so opposite of
but,
what we've been talking about.
So I've lost that argument in the long run. But I do still feel like there is truth to the fact that, like, there are ways for queer people to come out to each other and to drop hints that are not obvious to straight people sometimes.
Yes.
But they
and
are
we
obvious
pick them up.
To us.
Yes.
Yes.
We
pick
them up.
Those
so,
things.
So you're saying that all of these celebrities, like, they also are trying to tell us. Like, we're not picking up these things because they're not trying to tell us.
Yes. That's what I'm getting at.
They're trying to tell us while still maintaining their careers.
Like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, sometimes it is not all just in our heads,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes there are things where, like, you are picking up on legitimate stuff. Like, whether it's just, oh, you have a gay vibe to you, like, fine. Lots of people have gay vibes, like,
and so many people
theoretically are not queer, like, looking at you in a talk. We see you,
oh,
but...
my God. Well, yeah, we gotta bleep that out, but vibes. No.
But
I
vibes.
And I can't even...
But...
And also, Lee, you know how good my gaydar is. We have good gaydar. At least some of us have good gaydar. And those of us who do have good gaydar then tell the rest of us what they have observed. And that's how we know all of these.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God. And we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Thanks. But yeah,
yeah,
like,
I just...
how could Kristen Stewart not ping your gaydar? Like, how could freaking Raven Simone not ping everyone's gaydar? Like,
I
we
mean,
all knew.
Wild. Wild.
We all
well,
knew.
And that's, I mean, so... Jesus. I think the other thing is that it's like, it's so funny sometimes when you look. Okay, so let's say, are you going to be bleeping out me saying Taylor Swift this whole episode? Because I'm using Taylor Swift as the example for a lot of this.
I feel like I can't bleep out Taylor Swift because you've talked too much about it and they need to understand the context. And I just feel like at this point, Taylor Swift is like, we're not saying anything no one has ever said.
Like the template. You,
like,
she's like the template.
Yeah,
of
she's
all of this,
at this
right?
point like, the biggest conspiracy theory theories are around her.
And so here's the thing is like the reason that I want to use Taylor Swift as an example right now is because one of the first things that my friend said when I was telling them all of this stuff about Taylor Swift is they were like, oh, but like, hasn't she famously dated like all of these dudes? And I was like, no.
No.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And because that's the thing that's so funny is like, so when we talk about the whole like, okay, sure, we named this episode The Gaily Star and we're like making fun of tabloids and like making fun of like the paparazzi and like all this stuff. Like, one of the other things that is so well known and real and true, like, I understand a lot of this episode is going to be like rumor and hearsay,
speculation,
sure. Speculation only here, folks. But one of the things that is not speculation is that like Hollywood is full of PR relationship stunts.
Yes.
Right? Like left and right. I mean, it is like so well documented and so well known. And like everybody knows that like when you see, and it's not even just tabloid stuff, it's just like when you're reading like, you know, People magazine and it's like, oh, so and so, these two stars were like seen out getting coffee together at the Starbucks on this street in Hollywood. Like, yeah, that's a PR stunt.
Yes.
Like, they look at them with their makeup like, done and they're yeah. all cute and they're like cuddled up together looking cute, and the paparazzi have all these like hundreds of photos of them together. Like, dude, all of those things are set up, like they are staged PR things to get those photos. And a lot of Hollywood relationships are literally just that. It is who would be good to be seen together, who has stuff coming up, who makes a good couple, what are cute photos you can take. Like,
yep.
They're made up. They're made up relationships. They literally have a name, and I can't remember what they're called, but there's like a whole series of like TikTok people who do nothing but this, just like fake relationships, like fake PR relationship stunts, right?
You're not wrong. And like, to be fair, okay, there's a few reasons that people stage Hollywood relationships, right?
Yes.
One is like, hey, they're in a movie together. Let's like play this up to get some PR for the movie. Another very large one is, hey, we know they're gay.
Yes.
And we want to
make... Here is your beard.
Here is your beard. Like, literally, beards are pretty much, were created by Hollywood. Nobody, like, really, I feel like, cares that much about, like, the beard next door. Like, they do. But you know what I mean? Like really, people were talking mostly about beards for famous people. Famous people who are gay have beards.
Yes.
Right? And that's where it, like, really started. Dana and the L word. Beard. But, like, it's a legitimate thing. And that's, like, in particular... There's one very famous country star, really the mother of all country, who's been married to a man for a very long time, and we never see that man. We literally never see him.
A famous country star rumored for giving us vaccines,
yes.
Famously married to a man.
And,
yeah.
And producing Buffy. But, like, literally, you never see this man, right? And she's always talking about him, like, love of my life and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that is a beard. But, or Rock Hudson. Like, that's a more, like,
right,
okay,
right.
Confirmed, right? Like, we know Rock Hudson was gay and we know Rock Hudson was given a beard. Like, that's confirmed. In the older days of Hollywood, we know that it was, like, no one was coming out. So everyone who was gay, if they couldn't be openly gay, they had a beard. Now, I mean, we even had that thing in This Week in the Lesdom, like, a few weeks ago, someone was told not to come out, right?
Yeah.
So it's not really over. People just are like, okay, well, I'd rather have my career where I'm not out. And that's their choice, and that's fine. But it's, like,
yeah, and
definitely
they, and
a thing that still happens.
Absolutely, like, they should feel, like, do what you gotta do, man. Like, it's... We're not here to hate on the beards. It's just that it's a real thing and it happens. And so it's so funny. Like, I just feel like it's so common when you talk to straight people sometimes, you know, or like why my friend had this, like, that's the first thing that comes to their head is like, oh, but Taylor Swift dated all these guys. And it's like, I mean, I get it. Like, that is what gets plastered everywhere because
well,
that's,
it's also like, I mean,
that's what you're supposed to
about
see.
Taylor
like,
Swift, but like, it's her brand. Like,
is yes.
She literally
yes.
used all of those men for her albums.
Right.
Like, and they were like the most, if they were actually real, they were the gayest relationships because they're so, like, what queer woman doesn't run through men like fucking every
oh
few
my God.
Weeks because they're like, oh, all right, they're trying to hook up. They're trying to have sex with me. Goodbye. All right, goodbye. Yeah. And I'm not in love with you. Like that, those are queer relationships. But we're not here to speculate on Taylor Swift.
We're not here to speculate on Taylor Swift. We are just here to say that beards are a very common thing. Yes. And sometimes when someone, anyone has like maybe 30 or 40 of them behind them.
Yeah.
They might not be the most reliable indicator of heterosexuality that we've ever seen. That's all. And especially when it's just like, it's always, it is like A-list guy after A-list guy. I mean, come on. It's just, come on. Okay, we get it. Yes, you're very straight and very into all of these men.
We get it.
We get it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Why?
But like, it is, we're but, talking it's, like, but it's a real thing. And so it's like, you know, sometimes the pushback, you're just like, I understand that this is only going to make me sound more insane to be like, well, those are fake relationships. But like, a lot of Hollywood is fake relationships. Yeah, like, and so it's like, not... it makes you sound crazier, but also it's a legit thing. Like, yes. They're fake relationships. We all just need to get past it and like move on with our lives. They're all gay.
And we're not going to out any celebrities. We're just going to say they're all gay. But also, gay. Like, it is, like, I love talking about this, so I'm like, it is hilarious. But, like, we're like, so, why do people in general love talking about it? And I'm like, I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm the gay conspiracy theorist.
We all become conspiracy theorists about when this. You start, like, you can't help it.
When you start talking about it, you cannot stop.
You can't help it. You
cannot stop.
And yeah. I'm with you, like, literally, I'm, like, giddy like a kid on Christmas morning right now.
I feel so excited. Like, I'm so excited to be talking about this. We're, I'm like, yippee!
We're trying so hard, to avoid getting into all of the specific people that we want to talk about. And part of me is just like, let's end the episode now and we can just talk about all the rumors. Because, like, I want to. Because I want to. Because it makes you feel good. Well, and I think because there's also something to be said for, like, there is also a component of this where, like, as we talk about, like, representation matters and, like, the more that people do come out, like, the more that you're like, hey, actually, a lot of these famous people that, like, you know, like, some mom in the Midwest is obsessed a big with, fan yeah. of, like, obsessed with, like, actually, they were gay the whole time, you know? Yep. Like,
surprise, you love
surprise.
Them.
Surprise.
You love them this whole time, but they've been gay. Yeah.
They were gay and yeah. we all knew it and you just didn't know it and like you loved them and now you have to decide if you still love them. Like, but I feel like there is that component of it where you're like, it's fun to feel like there are more queer people out there.
Yes.
Like at the higher levels, right? Because I think for such a long time, like we didn't have the like big names, you know, like it's something because I know we have a lot of younger listeners and like I feel like it's something that is hard to explain in terms of like the difference now versus like 15, 20, 30 years ago of like who your gay celebrities were or how many of them there were, you know, like, yes. Man, when I was in high school, man, like we didn't have Lil Nas X being an openly gay, yeah. like just dominating everything, you know, yep. like you didn't have the upper echelon tiers of celebrities coming
yes, it
out
was
openly.
Like if you wanted to be a C-list celebrity, you could come out
right,
like
right, yes, yeah. And like, and that's what, and you know, and that's who did come out, or if people did come out, they immediately dropped mm-hmm. so many pegs on that ladder, you know. And so it's just like it's such a different world now where it's like back then it literally felt like you could be like, oh, maybe so and so is gay. But like, I know they never would be because nobody that yeah. famous is ever gay. And it like literally felt impossible.
Yep.
Right. It felt impossible to even like think about the weight of some of these names coming out openly as gay. And now, man, it doesn't. Like, I understand that there is still a lot of the, like, Hollywood cabalness of it.
Yes.
And all of that going on. And I understand that it will affect people's careers, like, to a certain point still. But it's so different. I mean, it's just, it's a different world now, yep. right?
Well, even, like, people, straight people who are annoying, but whatever, will be like,
Oh, well, you just
not all straight people.
No, no, no. But
just,
like,
you know,
certain kinds of them will be like,
no, I know what you're saying. I'm
you,
just giving you,
you
shit
just
about it.
Came out. You just came out to like propel your career forward. And that's a crazy statement.
Oh, my God.
Knowing like knowing what it was. Right. To be like, if you came out, we can talk like Ellen DeGeneres, wherever she is now. But like when Ellen came out, she was she was legitimately canceled.
Yeah.
When we talk about everyone on the show.
And it wasn't, just Ellen. It was like the orbit around her. Like Laura Dern, it took, I mean, that's the thing is like people now when we're like, oh, Laura Dern. And it's like gay people love Laura Dern because Laura Dern's career tanked because of that decision.
Yep.
Right. And it took years. I mean, what was that? 97, right? Is that when that aired? So I think that the, because that was the puppy episode, that must have come out in like 97. Laura Dern's career plummeted after that. And it has taken like 25 years, like, and climbing to just like dig out of that. I mean, like, it was real stuff. It's like, I mean, yes, we love Laura Dern because she's amazing, but like, gay people love Laura Dern because she was willing to like stand up for something and face that fall at the time, and that was a real thing. Like, yeah, the idea of somebody being like, it's the cool woke thing to do now, everyone wants to be gay, and you're like, get fucked, buddy. Like, come on.
Exactly. Come on. And we're like, well, clearly not everyone, because some of the celebrities we're speculating about haven't come out yet. Yet.
God damn it, I'm waiting.
Bleeped. But seriously, like, we have some heavy hitters that have not come out yet, but I still do think it is because they are like such heavy hitters, right? Yeah. Like, I do also feel like they're older. Like, it, there still is that feeling like they're like, at this point, I'm not going to. Like, I still think She Who Will Not Be Named is going to come out on her deathbed. Like, I feel it in my soul, you know?
Via song.
Yeah.
Will it be like, in a song?
Yeah, it'll be the most beautiful song anyone's ever freaking heard. And everyone will be like, yeah, we knew. Your point? We already knew this. But it is. It's so fun to speculate. It's also like, yeah, I like what you said too of like, I think we also like to know like on a more emotional level, like that we're not alone.
Yeah.
That we're not alone in speculating, first of all, but like, that we're not alone and there's more of us out there than like the census says or than people say, you know, like even
we're
still
everywhere.
Like that we are everywhere though. And it people are like, oh, you're like whatever, 2% of the population or something. I'm like, that is bullshit. That is absolute bullshit.
Dude, first of all, it's like bullshit even I think according to like the census number, like the survey numbers these days is bullshit. It's also like especially bullshit when like I am not joking when I say like name a straight kid under 18, like
yes,
well, kids these days don't have time for heterosexuality. Mm-hmm. Like they've got shit to do, man. You know, like
in February 2021, it said that LGBTQ identification rose to 5.6%
worldwide or in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Bullshit.
I'm like, that is bullshit. And I know that my sample size is very gay, but like,
no, dude,
really. No.
Lies.
Really?
What did they only survey people like 60 and up?
Yeah.
Here's the problem too when people do surveys like that is like I need to know the details because I
Who
hate when they do
surveying?
This. Who
yeah,
were
like,
you surveying? It's like so many surveys these days.
No
still,
one asked
like,
me.
Well, yeah.
I'm
well,
not included
here's,
in
no,
the 5%.
here's the problem, Ellie. Here's the problem is like a bunch of surveys like this is why I'm saying like I need to know the details. A lot of surveys like this are still phone surveys and they're done by calling only landlines. And they're like, do you know how much you are biasing like so many surveys when you only call people with landlines? Because you know who doesn't have a landline is like
anyone.
Age 40 and down. Like, so
no.
Immediately you are ignoring a hefty bias like in your sample size or your
yeah.
group that you're sampling because
that's
nonsense.
Not right.
I call bullshit. There's no way.
No
There's
way.
No way.
No way in hell.
5%. 5%. Laughable.
So we are 5% of the population for now, but that
I will reiterate my 2022 name a straight person challenge. They don't exist.
They do not.
They're the rumors and hearsay, really.
Yeah, I would be more surprised if like we're at like 20 years from now people are speculating like maybe they're straight. Maybe.
But I mean, I'll believe it when I see it.
I know, right?
Write me a convincing straight song, Taylor, and maybe I'll buy it. But, like, I haven't heard one yet, so.
Like, why did you release Betty? Like, let's not even talk about this. This is not an episode about Taylor Swift being gay, but.
It might be.
It
Listen.
Could be. Like we said, we're not outing anyone, but you all know. We all know what we're talking about here.
We know who we're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. I don't have anything else to say because
this episode's going to end and it's just going to be Ellie and I turning off the mics and then talking for the next hour about everyone we think is gay and why we think they're gay and finding TikToks and finding things.
We're just diving down
the rabbit hole.
I'm like, I've been getting older and older as we do these episodes, obviously. So I'm like, I'm so tired, but I'm like, this is the night that I stay up till like 4 a.m. just like with a light on.
I'm going to prove that is gay if it kills me.
Hey, don't say your name.
I'm literally dropping names to make you bleep them out everywhere
God.
And I'm so sorry, but you're gonna have so much fun.
It's
the
gonna
end
be great.
Result is gonna be chaos for everyone to listen
be
to, but
incredible.
I love it.
Can't wait. That's all I have to say. For all of you listening out there, let us know what your favorite gay conspiracy theories are.
Yes.
Let's have a fucking time on social media. Cannot wait.
Please email us, DM us. We want them all. I mean, we want them all. Even if we already know, it doesn't matter.
Just send them, please.
Just
I feel like there's
anyways.
Even more than we said here. Oh my God, you know who else people were probably speculating about who came out? Dove Cameron.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Listen, we were in the car today and boyfriend was playing again and I was just like, fuck me. Like what? A, what a fucking bop. And
yep.
B, like I just like again, I love the idea of straight people being like, oh, Dove Cameron, so cute and wholesome in the Disney movies and the ha ha ha. And then her dropping this track where you're just like, fuck. Like, oh my God. It is so in your face. And honestly, listeners, if you could see me grinning like a fucking idiot right now, I love it so much.
Honestly, this entire episode has just been us like grinning like fools. Like,
we look ridiculous.
I feel like we were like in high school being like, oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes,
oh
but
God.
Because that's what it makes me feel like, right? Like, that's what yes. it makes me feel like. It's like when you used to stay, like, okay, this is me dating myself, but it's like when you used to stay up on, like, AIM with your friends all night and just, like, do
I had
shit.
AIM,
like,
Lee. I had
no,
AIM.
Yes, I know. We are two elderly gays,
yes.
Ellie. I'm not including you in that. I'm just saying,
dating
like,
both of us.
I'm just saying every listener who like DMs us and is like, I'm in high school. They're going to be like, what the fuck is AIM? Yes. Back in the day, kids, you used to connect to the internet and you couldn't call anyone then. Anyways. Okay, that's fine. And nothing's happening right now. But that's what it feels like. It feels like staying up. I feel like it's 3 a.m. I have had like an entire bottle of Sprite. And you are just riding high on like sugar and vibes. And that's what it brings me joy. It just makes me happy. Anyways, Dove Cameron makes me happy. It just
gay conspiracy theories make us happy.
Gay conspiracies make me happy.
I'm so glad that we decided to talk about this for this episode. But it is time for us to go into our Q and gay.
Q and gay.
Question number one. Do you love a gay conspiracy? Yes or no?
I mean, have I said yes enough? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do. 101,000%. Yes. Okay, Ellie. Question two. Who's your favorite rumored to be celesbian out of A, Taylor, B, Dove, C, O, and D, Whitney?
This is such a hard question for me because
big hitters up there.
So three out of four of these are music royalty, in my
yes.
opinion. Okay, so I think it's just me deciding who's the most music royalty to me.
Mm-hmm. Tough call.
I'm gonna say Dolly, but she is also related to all of these, I feel like. But I feel like the biggest reason why she wrote a song for D that is one of the gayest songs of all time.
So true, so true.
So if I pick B, B sort of encompasses a lot of the other ones.
Okay, that's fair.
And I just love her so much. All right, question number 3. Why do you love Gay Rumors? A, representation. B, love a conspiracy. C, shared knowledge. Or D, I have info.
I just really want to know who out there like has, because we didn't get deep into it, but like a lot of these things come from like people are in the know, man. Like people are like, oh yeah, my friend hooked up with her. Like
exactly.
So I just want to know how many people out there like actually have like reliable information. So
yes.
Anyways, I think for me, it's a tie between I do love a conspiracy and like I love shared knowledge. I just love like shared queer things that like then you're like you're in the know, you're part of the group, you're like part of the community, you know what we're all talking about. Like I love that, man. Like that's why we started this damn podcast. That's our jam.
It's the best.
Okay, question 4, Ellie. Have you ever known for sure about a celebrity before they came out? Yes or no?
Okay, so I have a question for you. Do you mean known for sure, like had info, like number 3, like you knew someone who had hooked up with
like
them?
Like even just like
or
you
like
knew.
Your
like,
gaydar
you knew.
Had pinged yeah. and you're like, yes. I mean, yeah, that's a yes. That's a hard yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, so many of them. I'll say Kristen Stewart's the easiest one. Miley Cyrus. Well, there's some that still haven't come out that I still know in my heart. So it's just a hard yes. Oh, Raven Simone, easy. And Queen Latifah, all of them. All right. Question number 5. What's more fun? A, celebs coming out, or B, celebs dropping hints?
Oh, man. It's such an impossible question. Because, like, I love when people come, like, you know. Us, we love when people come out and we love getting to watch people live their best gay lives. Like, it brings me so much joy and it's so important. It's so important for the representation. It's just like, but like, it's also so fun when you just, when like, you know, and you know that other people are like missing the obvious stuff right in front of their face, you know? Like,
I don't know.
They're both fun, man.
They're both fun, but I also feel like even celebrities who have not come out of the closet, I still think of them living their best gay life. Because, like, you're a celebrity. Like, you could do whatever the hell you want, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, if certain celebrities haven't come out, I just imagine them having, like, private secret lesbian parties at their huge mansion. And they're living their best gay life. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
So for me, like, as someone observing, I'm like dropping hints because it's so much fun and I still think they're living their best gay life anyways. So that's that. That's that. Remember, you can also give us your own answers to this episode's Q&A questions on our Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 well, yeah.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every week. And this week, we want to give a shout out to one of my favorite Instagram messages that we've received lately from one of our listeners, Isabel, who DM'd us to say that they laugh every time we do the, like, back to you, Ellie and Lee. Thanks, Ellie.
Which makes me really happy because we were like, this is so dumb. Let's do it.
It's so, I mean, I'm going to say that is the exact process that has led to many of the things that happen
our
in this
podcast. Our entire show. Yeah.
Our entire show is based around that mentality of like, this is dumb and makes us laugh. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And that is 100% the exact conversation that happened with that, as we were like, how do we hand it back off to ourselves? And
then we're like,
and we were like, we could just do this and be like, back to you, Ellie and Lee. Thanks, Ellie and Lee. And it made us laugh so much.
So hard.
Have just leaned so hard into it.
I also love that, like, when we record these, we record the bookends separately. So when we're doing it with guests, we'll be like, welcome to this episode. Pause. Thanks, Ellie and Lee. And I feel like every time I'm like, do the guests think we're crazy?
We have legit had people like stop us to ask what was happening.
What's happening?
They were like, I don't get it. You just like thanked yourself. And we were like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
here's what we're doing. And then we have to explain it to them, and it feels even more insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you had to be there. You had to be there, all right?
So it just, I'm glad somebody mentioned that they enjoy it, because we laugh every time we do it, and still, I think we all always just feel like it's probably really stupid to everyone else, but it amuses us, so we're not going to stop, because it's our podcast, and none of you are even here when we're recording it anyways.
We'll do whatever we want. We also want to shout out Zet, who's one of our patrons, longtime friend, who sent us pictures of their Times capsule spread of magazine covers from the Dawson's Creek era.
Insane.
In response to our Dawson's Creek episode. And I just, it was so beautiful to see that blast from the past.
So many. In just pristine condition, too, Zet. Well done.
Yeah, what have you been doing with those magazine sets?
And also pointed out how many of them are just like, here's a cover of Katie Holmes. Like, I wasn't gay at all. And
Yeah. Of course not. Yeah, yeah. I also feel like we have to do a little shout out from our Dawson's Creek episode, because Lee has been getting a lot of shit.
Okay, so true. So both Kelsey and like her best friend from high school had to point out to me that we did a whole Dawson's Creek episode and did not point out that my wife, whose maiden name is Holmes, went her whole like through high school just about like actually looking a lot like Katie Holmes, especially when they were younger.
Humble brag.
I know, right? especially when they were younger. And so like, because Kelsey grew up like outside LA too. And so she's like, oh my God, in high school, like people used to like stop me at the mall and like ask if I was Katie Holmes. And I'd have to be like, no, I'm Kelsey Holmes.
and they'd be like, no, but actually, are you Katie Holmes? They were like, we don't understand really, this joke.
And so they were very, very upset that we did a whole Dawson's Creek episode and I did not even mention how I married Katie Holmes.
But you mentioned it now, so there you go.
I have to come clean, clear the record, just so everyone knows. I'll see if I can get her to like pony up some like high school photos, and we'll do a comparison.
Let's do it. And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rose Nishino,
Sarah and Julia,
Danny Gunlock Tamura,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stey,
Stacy,
Adi Benitez,
Fiona W,
Whitney Lennon,
Jennifer Trujillo,
and our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Liz Chen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Ashley White. Thank you all so much for your constant support. We could not make the show without you.
Remember, you can find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
Or you can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com, and you can find our website for our production company at dollarbeanproductions.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
And if you haven't listened to The Flame yet, remember you can listen to all of the episodes. They are up anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
If you want to support the podcast, the easiest and freest way to do that is you can go on the Apple Podcasts app, leave us a rating and a review. It helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us and join our Patreon family, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. We have our patron-only Discord. We have group watch parties for our Les Essentials. We have ad-free episodes. And starting next season, we will have bonus episodes on our Patreon feed, so you are not going to want to miss that.
You can help us get The Flame up on stage in the fall, and you can also help us make our next show, Journey to the Heart. We just finished our crowdfunding. We obviously have ways to go still to get to our full budget for that show, so you can help us do that by joining our Patreon. You'll get some behind the scenes as we start really working on stuff now. Sneak peeks, you'll also get to hear both tracks of all of the story as things sort of split off with the listener votes and all of that. So you can find that at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
Pride Month is the perfect time to get some Les Hangout merch. You can do that at bit.ly/leshshop. We got tees, tanks, totes, sweatshirts, all of that fun stuff, and they are all very, very gay.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Brigida. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.